And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm your host. This is a very special program. I get right down to the basics here. Most people's lives are a mess at one level or at multiple levels. And something is wrong. Something is wrong. You can sense it, you know, deep down that something is wrong. Somehow people go through... Who was it who said most people live lives of quiet desperation? Well, it's not supposed to be that way. Why is it that way? First of all, why is it that people feel anxious and nervous and out of step? And why is it that we're so reactive? Why is it we get so upset by things? Why is the world such a mess? Why? And why is it that people are so confused? And not only are they confused, but they make mistakes. Big mistakes and little mistakes. People do foolish things, silly things, wasteful things. Why is that? You know, if you look at animals, whether it's a beaver or a dog or a deer, even if you look at insects, ants, and bees, and so on, their lives are quite orderly. They live a very simple life. They do what they're supposed to do, and they live quite properly and peacefully, for the most part. The human beings, here we are, we're supposed to be the most reasonable, the most rational, the most intelligent of all, and yet we live foolishly. Why is that? Well, something has gone wrong, and what has gone wrong is that we're separated from our Creator. You see, our Creator is the one who made us. He's the one that gave us a soul, and He is the one that we ought to be looking to, that we ought to be close to and in communion with, connected with. You know the expression connected? That's right, we're supposed to be connected to Him. And so if we're not, then what? Well, if we are not, see, then something else rushes in to fill the void. See, the soul has to have an identity. The soul, humans need an identity. We need something to lean upon, something to provide us assurance and reassurance and reinforcement, something to provide us with the kind of knowledge that we need to grow. See, we're always growing. We're either growing better or growing worse. Ask yourself, are you growing better or are you growing worse? And so if we were close to God, if we found a way, if we had never departed from Him in the first place, or if we found a way to get back close to Him again, then we could begin to live rightly. And so that's what we need. Now there is a way to do that. There is a way to do that, but it is not something that you can make happen yourself. Nor is it some kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's not some silly little thing or some shallow thing. You know, you can't just say a few words and make it happen. It's a very profound thing, and that's what you have to find. My name is Roland. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. And I think you should lend an ear. Now, let us talk about why we become separated from God. The way we become separated from God is, first of all, we are born somewhat separated from Him. The human race is a fallen race. And we're not rising, we're falling. In the Garden of Eden, Adam reached for the forbidden fruit and paradise was lost. And all of his progeny suffer the fate of that he left for us. Now, in each of our own individual lives, we experience another fall. When we're born as little children, we're very, very complete and whole as little children. As a little child, you have everything you need to grow to be an Einstein or a Madame Curie, a Sojourner Truth, a Booker T. Washington, a George Washington, a Lincoln, a Michael Faraday, but something goes wrong. When you were a little child, you were very complete, you know, like a seed in the ground. Somehow the seed contains all of the program, if you will, for it to germinate and then grow to be a beautiful rose bush or a mighty oak tree. And so all you would have needed was to have parents who had understanding and to shield you from untoward influence and to gently guide you, and you could have grown to be a genius and a very great person, very noble person. But instead something went wrong. And what went wrong was, first of all, your parents, somehow, they had failed in their lives. And all they pass on to you was failing. And if they were hateful, then they were cruel and mean. And if they, when they saw your innocence, they hated your innocence. They rejected it. You made them uneasy and feel uncomfortable. See, your brightness as a little child made them feel uncomfortable. Or they may have been decompensated, where they made up for their lack of understanding with knowledge and for their lack of inner beauty with external trappings and so on and so forth. So they may have been, degrees and diplomas and titles and so on. It's all external. See, or perhaps, I don't need to go down the list, do I, of how parents fail? We don't need to go down that list. The point is that somehow they failed you. Especially your father, he wasn't there for you. And so you, a couple of things happened. First of all, you were teased and challenged and pressured. And you began to react to the outside. And the other thing is that you had intuition as a little child. You sensed things, you knew things, but you came to doubt it because the world out there was very convincing that somehow you had to be ambitious and study, and get knowledge and so on. Otherwise, you would be a nothing. Well, the system, the worldly system, creates conformists and rebels. If you look all around you, you see conformists and rebels, and the rebels hate the conformists, and the conformists are always trying to change the rebels, and that's what you have, see? And so somehow you fell into that trap. And time went by, and you found that you weren't living quite properly, and so you felt uneasy. Probably you ended up resenting your parents. See, you resented your parents, you resented your dad, he wasn't there for you. You went out in the world looking for love, you found some boyfriend, he took advantage of you, you resented him. See? And so on. And so you became resentful and hateful, angry, judgmental, see, contemptuous, whatever. And perhaps compensated. And so there you have it. And then before you know it, lo and behold, you were just like the people that you had hated. You became the rebel, or you became the conformist. See, and then your kids came along and you did to them what was done to you. And you had precious little understanding. When the major issues arose in life, and also subtle little issues with your loved ones or with your kids, you didn't have understanding. You didn't have understanding at all. All you had was anger and upset and impatience. That's what you had plenty of, was impatience. See, and when things became a mess, then you began to feel out of step and anxious and loveless. And so perhaps you made the mistake of turning to drugs. You took drugs, or you drank, or you smoked, or you took marijuana. See? And so one thing led to another, and before you know it, plus you listened to other people. They said, do this or do that. And you did what they said and ended up in a pickle because you followed them instead of following what you knew in your heart, see? So eventually the big chocolate mess that your life and your finances and your relationship and your family life and your health and everything else becomes, see, then you have palpable, you know, tangible evidence of the fact that you're not living properly. So then you look to experts, see, or you go to the priestcraft or to the ministers or the to the religious types or to the gurus or the yogis, or you go to the psychiatrists or the psychologists or the college professors or instructors. You go to experts, see, and their own lives are a mess, but they try to run your life, whereby they get power and money. So then you're still not doing what you know in your heart. You still are not looking to intuition. You're still not looking to God. You're looking to them. And even people who become quote-unquote spiritual or quote-unquote religious, they get religion or they get spirituality of some sort. It's all based on some externalities. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Common Sense, or Talk to a Pastor, with your host, Roland Trujillo. Yes, go to commonsensecounseling.org for our 24/7 self-help resource center. Now, what do I have to help you? I've done a pretty good job now of laying out the problem, haven't I? I've done a pretty good job. And so, basically, some people, eventually reach rock bottom and they cry out for answers. And then God answers their plea by helping them to be objective. Now, there's so much I could say about that, but I will just say that, let me just keep it all very simple. I'm going to keep it all very simple. You are too lost in your imagination. You have been taught erroneously to get lost in your imagination, your fantasy. See? And if not there, then you're lost in thinking, worrying, planning, and scheming. And if you're not lost in those, then you're lost in video games, or you're lost in texting, or checking your Facebook account, or you're lost in music, or you're lost in something like that. See what I mean? Whatever it is, you're always lost in something. But the main one is that we get lost in is the imagination and thinking. And so when things happen, well, then you look to thinking for answers, but there are no answers there. See, you look to experts, but where do they look? They look to thinking, and which some pre-digested thing that they learned in a book somewhere, which they try to apply arbitrarily, and it doesn't apply because it's not subtle enough. It doesn't fit the moment. And so it's crude. And you remember when you were a little kid and something, or a teen, and people didn't have understanding. They didn't have understanding. What they said was too harsh, or it was too... See, when you needed someone to be strong and say no, when you needed someone to guide you, well, they weren't there. They abandoned you to the peer group and to do whatever. See, but other times you needed someone to be kind. And then they were too harsh. They didn't get it right. See? Well, so they lacked understanding. So let's just take it as a given that most people lack understanding. And the more they have, the more degrees they have, the more diplomas hanging on the wall, the bigger the title, the more likely they are to lack understanding. Okay? Why? Because they have substituted and compensated for their lack of understanding. If they had understanding, what would they need all that other stuff for? See, they wouldn't need it. So, and teachers are nice, but they're always teaching you, you know, to study, stuff your mind with facts, figures, and formulas, and then somehow dredge something up that you've read somewhere and try to apply it. Plus, I'm sure you know by now that the more you study, the more you read, the more you research, the more ideas you have in your mind, it becomes, eventually, you get confused. You don't know which is which. So what you need is understanding. Now, where are you going to get understanding? You're not going to get it from other people. You might be lucky. You might have a grandpa or grandma. See, you might get very lucky and have a nice somebody who has understanding, but even that's not, because it's secondhand to you. They might be able to give you a little help, a little guidance, but you're still going to have to find it for yourself, because they can't be there. They can't live your life for you. You have to find understanding so you'll have it every moment of your life. Okay? So you've got to find understanding. And I will tell you after this message.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Life is short. And I recommend that if you have an ear to hear, that you listen to what I have, think about what I have said, or don't think about it, just see that I'm right. You know, and so what are you going to do? Well, you've got to get back to understanding again. You need understanding for those moments with your wife, with your husband, with your partner. You need understanding for those moments with your kids. You need understanding for those delicate times in life where you need to either turn left or turn right. You need understanding. You need guidance. Okay? And where are you going to get it? Well, are you going to get it from intuition? God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. Now, how are you going to get back in touch with your intuition? Well, the way you're going to do that, the way you can do that, is by learning to stand back, to get out of thinking and out of imagination and out of the squirrel cage of planning and scheming and dreaming and daydreams and nightmares. Get out of that. Stand back. Mentally step back. So you can observe thought without being lost in the thought. And that's what the meditation helps with. So you have a very nice meditation. A very nice spiritual meditation. It's also a stress-reducing meditation. And it's very, very good. And if you're a Christian, it'll work. It'll work. If you're a true Christian. Now, if you're all lost in Bible verses and study and all that stuff, well, then it probably won't do you any good. But if you're a sincere seeker, it'll do you some good. And if you're not Christian, you're just spiritual, or you're a Buddhist, or you're a whatever, or you're a nothing, you know, you're a Gnostic, and even if you're an atheist, you know, but you're not a hateful one. You're just one that just hasn't seen. You just haven't seen something you can really believe. You can't believe it. Well, that's fair. You're just being honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest. You're being honest as long as you're not hateful. The meditation may help you. It may help you. This is very simple. It teaches you how to get back in touch with your own inner ground of being. It helps you to become centered and in touch with your intuition. See, so you can have intuition instead of having to dredge up some foolish answer out of your memory that always backfires. So you should get the meditation. Now, if you have PTSD, a lot of people do, you know, more and more and more. And you can see why, can't you? Because as a society, as a people, and as individuals, we're more and more separated from God. We're farther and farther and farther from Him. Society is America. America is farther from Him. And so no wonder people are more anxious. No wonder they have more PTSD. And no wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, I beg of you, you've got to get back to your own God-given intuition. Become friends with it. And that's what all of my books and tapes and CDs and meditations are for.
most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I have laid it out for you in plain and simple terms. And so, if you will, go to commonsensecounseling.org. Get the meditation. Try it. Introductory version is free. Look over some of the materials. Listen to my programs. And get one or two of my books and start living instead of reacting. Come back to God again. Come back to your intuition again. Refine joy and peace of mind again. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.